We own three self-storage facilities in Orlando, down in Florida. We just flew back from Columbus, Ohio a couple of days ago. We have an LOI accepted out there and another one going out. So really the Midwest and Southeast is where we're looking. I know that's kind of broad and general, but we are not hyper-focused on a market. We're hyper-focused on metrics. So we want to know, where is the population growing? Where are jobs going? What's the job diversity looking like? And is that going to be sustainable over the next 10 years? So California, New York, and New Jersey are the top three exited states in the country. That's why we choose not to even look at deal flow there. Orlando is the second fastest growing city in the country for the last 3 years, as dictated by Forbes. So that's a great market for us. Difficult to find cash flowing assets there that are not compressed with cap rates, right? It's hard to find cash flow in those real high end markets, but we're building ground up development, self storage there. And the metrics are very different in for that asset class there. So really, we're just looking for things in the path of growth where there's going to be upside, where the population is increasing year over year, and where jobs are going, right? I mean, so Columbus, Ohio, it's, you know, Facebook, Google, you know, all those companies are out there that are really growing. There's 2 million people in the MSA out there. They expect it to go to 3 million by 2020. So just really good metrics in terms of where the population is going, because that's going to be your economic driver.